This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The New York Jets are 6-8 and have been the subject of intense criticism this season. Joining me to discuss the Jets' predicament is Judy Batista of the New York Times. Judy, from the outside, it would appear that Jets head coach Rex Ryan, who doesn't seem to know which quarterback he wants to go with from play to play, much less game to game, has no idea what he's doing. Am I being unfair?
Well, that's maybe overstating it a little bit, although this week you certainly had plenty of ammunition for thinking that. The backup quarterback all year has been Tim Tebow, and then when they finally bench Mark Sanchez, they decide they're going to elevate the number three quarterback. That suggests they don't really have a clear plan for this position right now.
How much of the blame for the Jets' 6-8 record is the responsibility of on-again, off-again starting quarterback Mark Sanchez?
Well, he has to bear some of the responsibility for his game going backwards. He's getting worse, and he seems to be struggling even with basic decision-making, things that in the fourth year of his career he should no longer be struggling with. Having said that, he had very little talent around him on the offense. You know, even from the start of the season, if you remember in the preseason, the first-team offense could not score. Now, a lot of times preseason games don't tell you much about what the regular season is going to look like. In this case, it told us everything we needed to know, as it turned out. So we knew that they didn't have a whole lot of playmakers on offense going in. Then they lose, you know, one guy, Santonio Holmes, who was the playmaker. When Mark Sanchez and the Jets were successful those 2 years that they went to the AFC Championship game, they had a great defense and a great running game. And he could make plays occasionally when he had to. They had none of that this year. And he is not good enough to elevate mediocre players around him, and that's what they had.
I guess in Mark Sanchez's defense, it's fair to say it's tough for any NFL quarterback to succeed when a video goes viral and shows the ball bouncing off your can.
Crashing into your offensive lineman's backside and fumbling the ball on national television is probably about as bad as it gets. You know, it's a whole new category, butt fumble.
Aside from an upgrade at the quarterback position, what else do the Jets have to do in the offseason in order to get competitive?
Oh, I think they need to do a lot of things. Rex Ryan is a defensive guy and a really good defensive coach. He wants to play sort of old-school throwback football. He wants ground-and-pound running game, and he's going to have to change his philosophy. He's going to have to get an offensive coordinator. I have to think Tony Sparano is gone after one season. They clearly are going to have to do something at the quarterback position, and then they need a lot more playmakers on offense. They need receivers. They need explosive players. You know, the defense has gotten older and slower, so they're going to need to do stuff on defense. They need a lot, and that's why I don't think this is, you know, you bring in a quarterback and everything is peachy keen.
What about the possibility that what the Jets need is a new head coach?
Well, you could argue that, but, you know, two AFC championship game runs in his first two seasons, that buys you a long leash. That was really great, unexpected success. Now, yeah, they're going to miss the playoffs for the second consecutive year. But the roster is thin. You know, I don't think you give Rex a contract extension. I don't think you promise him another 5 years. But I think you probably give him another year and you give him a better quarterback and see what he can do.
Judy Batista covers the NFL for the New York Times. Judy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.